Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Delaware authorities have identified the man they say shot and killed a state trooper at a Wilmington DMV office earlier this week. They are also giving more details into what happened. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Investigators say 44-year-old Raman Rose walked into the DMV along Hessler Boulevard around 2 o'clock Tuesday afternoon and shot trooper Matthew Snook as he worked an overtime shift. They say the 34-year-old officer pushed a DMV employee out of the way, told people to run as Rose continued to fire at Snook. Snook was shot twice and was taken to the hospital, where he later died. Officials say Rose continued to fire at police as they responded, but eventually a Newcastle County police officer shot Rose. He later died at the hospital as well. Another officer who responded, as well as two women, sustained minor injuries during the shooting. Snook was taken from his wife and one-year-old daughter. Detectives are continuing to investigate and ask anyone with information to call the Delaware State Police Homicide Unit.
That's KYW's Kristen Johansson. Funeral plans for Trooper Snook are still in the works. In the meantime, the Delaware State Trooper Association has started a fundraising campaign to help Snook's family. A link to donate is on our website, kywnewsradio.com. A man was shot and killed in North Philly in what police are describing as a shootout. They say they heard gunshots around 20th and Susquehanna Streets a little before 5 yesterday afternoon. When they arrived, the police say they found a 35-year-old who had been shot several times. Police say they rushed him to the hospital, where he was soon pronounced dead. Police Inspector D.F. Pace says police believe the victim and one other person got into a shootout, but other people were also in the area. He says one person then got into the victim's car and drove off.
That person was stopped at the hospital, and several other people have been detained there. So at this particular time, we have one person who is dead from this shooting. We have one person, at least one other person, who we believe was a shooter at large at this time.
Police have not identified the victim, any of the people detained, or the other potential shooter. Anyone with information about the shooting should call the Philadelphia Police tip line. Back in April, a man tried to kill Governor Shapiro. The man broke into the governor's mansion in Harrisburg, armed with Molotov cocktails and a hammer, set fire to a dining area, then fled when he was unable to break through a door where the governor and his family were sleeping. Governor Shapiro, who is Jewish, had hosted Passover that evening. And KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Mulwer takes a look back.
Josh Shapiro on April 13th, standing in front of soot-stained walls and broken windows.
While my family and I were asleep upstairs here at the governor's residence, one of the state troopers assigned to our detail banged on our door.
Shortly before 2 a.m., 38-year-old Cody Ballmer climbed a fence, smashed a window with a hammer, threw a beer bottle filled with gasoline, then smashed another window, climbed in, tried to kick in a door that led to where the governor, his family, and guests were sleeping, then left when he couldn't open that door. Ballmer called 911 about an hour later.
Governor Josh Shapiro needs to know that Cody Ballmer will not take part in his plans for what he wants to do to the Palestinian people.
Police say Ballmer admitted to setting the fire and said he would have attacked Shapiro with the hammer. Shapiro continues to speak out on political violence, saying it doesn't only affect a direct target.
It tears at the fabric of American society and the fundamental principles that this nation was founded upon.
In October, Ballmer pleaded guilty to attempted murder and aggravated arson and is sentenced to 25 to 50 years in prison.
That report by Jim Melbert. The Wall Street Journal has named Philadelphia as the best place in the world to visit in 2026. The journal cites the semi-quincentennial celebrations, FIFA World Cup games, MLB All-Star Game, and other activities taking place in Philly in 2026. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.